And whether you're buying a house, selling a house, or if you've lived in your home for a multiple amount of years and then just want an honest, third-party, unbiased evaluation of what the condition your home is in, I can do that. I also hold the new residential structure tag, so I am qualified to inspect new residential structures.
How can people get in touch with you?
You can reach me at 434-327-3948, or you can email me at carlisleiii18@gmail.com. I'm very adamant about communication. So if you call, text, or email me, I will get back to you promptly.
Carlisle 3 Home Inspections and Consulting. You know the name. He's still in the game.
Local news first from the CBS 19 and WCHV newsrooms next.
Increasing clouds, highs around 50 degrees today.
It is 23 degrees here at the Automated Office System Studios at 5:30. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, this is Local News First on Joe Thomas in the Morning.
Jaunt unveiled its first all-electric transit vehicle on Wednesday.
Our hope is by this time next year, we'll have about six more that are out in service. If that moves enough, we'll hopefully see almost a complete transition of our demand response fleet by 2026 to 2030.
The new vehicle is the first of its kind in Central Virginia and the first to be in operation in the state.
The Albemarle County Broadband Authority will receive just shy of $300,000 out of a statewide $18.3 grant program that Governor Northam announced from the Virginia Telecommunications Initiative, which will support 12 projects connecting rural communities, businesses, and homes to broadband internet. The projects will leverage more than $35 million in local and private matching funds, according to the governor's office, and will help connect about 36,000 places to service.
Benjamin Camp had been charged with second-degree murder and being a felon with a firearm in the October shooting death of Jason Farron. Those charges were dropped. It happened on Axletree Road in Lake Monticello. Camp said he was defending his girlfriend's daughter when he shot Farron. And Farron and a second man, Joshua Bentham Ball, had broken into the home and were threatening him with a knife and a large stick. A burglary charge against Bentham Ball has been certified to a grand jury. He's also charged with a probation violation and is due back in court February 24th.
Virginia Senator Mark Warner shared his observations after the first 2 days of Senate impeachment hearings.
I obviously going to remain impartial. I want to hear the president's lawyers try to rebut those arguments. So far, at least, we've not seen in the presentations yesterday anybody questioning some of the factual basis.
One of the folks seeking the GOP nomination to run against Mark Warner for Virginia's Senate seat in 2020, Omari Faulkner, will be on WCHV Radio Thursday morning to share his insight.
From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Bo Sykes.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios, it is 23 degrees with the Bloomberg Money Minute, Fox News, and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast coming up next on Seaville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Imagine opening your eyes to 20/20 vision without needing glasses or contacts. I'm Dr. Holzman, a LASIK surgeon at TLC Laser Eye Centers. For over 25 years, TLC has been North America's leading LASIK provider. In fact, over 10,000 doctors have chosen TLC for their own laser eye surgery. Let us help you get the vision you've always dreamed of having.
Don't wait for the special $650 off. Book your free LASIK consultation today. Visit TLCVision.com.
The Bloomberg Market Minute is sponsored by TLC Laser.